So the idea here is we're gonna learn the Gvuras Hashem of the Maral. Maral lived in between the 1500s. Either he was born in the beginning or 1512, and he passed away in 1609. So he lived a long life. What's interesting about his writings? So he wrote his major goal. Or objective in his writing seems to be the defense of Divrei Chazal. So at that period of time, talking about Martin Luther, was the Reformation. There seems to be a number of different writers, let's call them great Jewish thinkers that started writing about Agadata to try to explain Agadata. And what's the point where there were certain svarim that were coming out that were completely attacking the established, accepted writings of let's talk about the Gemara. The Gemara was under attack. Different things were under attack in terms of things that were taken for granted as being sacrosanct. So comes along the Maral and he writes number of different svarim. He wrote the Gvuras Hashem, which we're going to be doing. He wrote Tferes Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael, and also the Baragola. And the Baragola, he takes the wildest agadatas and shas, which are just like beyond understanding, and he explains them in detail, and he opens them up for us. He also has on Pirkei Avos, that's also pretty well known. But this sefer that we're looking at, Gvuras Hashem, is really it's a fundamental work in the sense that it really lays out. If we want to understand who we are as Jewish people, we need to understand the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of coming out of Egypt, the Exodus. But what we really have to do is, in order to understand it, we need to really delve into where it starts with Avram. So like Avram has the Bris Ben Abasarim. So in the Sefer, it's a deep dive into understanding chapter 15 of Bereishis. And then he will then get to also the Moshe at the Sneh. Because those two pieces in Torah are so fundamental. And he like rips them apart and opens them up for us so that when we're done, we actually have an appreciation of what the whole purpose of this thing is. Like, why are we Jews? Like, what's the promise from the beginning to Avram? And, he really, like, works very, in tremendous detail to really get to, like, understanding, like, what we're, you know, hopefully when we're done learning this, we'll have a very, much better understanding of what it means that when we say Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis, and we have a holiday called Pesach, which is, one of the majors of that clearly it's so fundamental to who we are as Jews. What's interesting also, someone told me, 6 months ago, that, in terms of how people, who learns Maral, like, who is it popular with? So it seems that for a number of years, maybe a couple hundred years, it was not really widely studied. And then in more recently, I know that, let's say, for example, Chaim Berlin, Rav Huttner, became very involved in studying of Maral and made it very popular amongst his Talmidim. But it's interesting within Chabad, right? We see that the Chabad, when the Baal HaTanya talks about his lineage, his yichus, he tracks his yichus. One of the people that he tracks his yichus to is the Maral Miprag. So that's pre-Hasidus. So now the Maral is taking, and he's going to teach us things that in certain instances, he's coming from a Kabbalistic approach without using any Kabbalistic language. It's very rare in his writings to see anything that is even vaguely looks like Kabbalistic writings, but it's very much, the feeling is that that's exactly where he's coming from. Now, what's interesting also is, like any of these, like we're learning Likutei Maran and of So, like in there, you can see his Likutei Moran has Rav Nachman Berbassov has a tremendous command of all the Torah. Here, we'll see also that when it comes to the Maral, he has a tremendous command. He also is not afraid to go after Rishonim. Here, he's living in the 1500s. He'll go after the Rambam. He'll go after Ramban. He'll go after, you name it. Any of the Rishonim, there are people that came hundreds of years before him, which normally you wouldn't see such bravado. Now, again, it's not like he's not afraid to take them to task. So that's something to keep in mind. It's interesting to see, but again, he takes things and he just breaks it down and opens things up for us. So with that in mind, let's learn. Oh, so I was going to just say one other thing that what I found 6 months ago was that someone told me that not only do you have that Rav Huttner type of, the Chaim Berlin, the Litvisha type of guys, and their machshava, or they're kind of like a pseudo, maybe they're the I don't know, you want to say like they're Bali machshava, but also Rav Yoelish, right? The Sama Rav said that the Gevuras Hashem is a must learned sefer. So here you have Satmar. You wouldn't think he's saying Gevuras Hashem is a fundamental read or a study. So here you have the yeshivish slash a little bit of a, Rav Huttner had a little bit of that Hasidic, but he's definitely of the yeshivish world. And then you have Rav Yoelish, and you have Chabad. Will also. So it's really universal. It's just that for 200 years, it was seemed to be lost, and now became much more popular again. With different, especially with Rav Huttner. Okay, so now with that said, so let's look. We're gonna start. Oh, and if we're gonna continue doing this, I think I would recommend like picking up this the blue edition of this the Sefer. Let's start out that we have access to these copies I sent you. We can do that for a little bit, but if we're gonna continue on, I think God willing, then we probably make sense for everybody to get the Sefer because the footnotes in here, he has extensive footnotes that I would also wanna be able to go over with you as we go along because it just adds to what is being taught by the Maral. Okay, so here we go. And just as a side, there are three hakdamas to the Sefer. The second Hakdama is probably one of the most difficult. I mean, it's just very difficult. It tries to explain, or he explains, how we understand miracles within the Jewish, approach to how we understand miracles as opposed to nature. But that's the Hakdama Shnia. I figured we can go back to that when we finish the whole Sefer of Gevuras Hashem. We can always go back. It's a very it's challenging in terms of just trying to understand, how he lays all of that out. That's Hakdama Shnia. But we're going to start from Perek Aleph. Okay, so he says like this: Mi Malel Gevuras Hashem, Yashmia Kol Tilaso. Who can Yimalel the Gevuras Hashem, the wonders of Hashem, Yashmia to hear Kol Tilaso, all of his praises? So who can now? We'll have to see what Yimalel means. And so it says like this: Ritzono Lomar, Ki Sipor Shivcho Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu I Efshar Mishnei Panim. So again, the pasuk says, "Mi Malel, who can say or who can express the Gevuros of Hashem, the wonders of Hashem, the powers of Hashem, Yashmia?" And now Yashmia is a funny way of saying like to be able to let a person hear all of his Tehillot, all of his praises. So he says here, Ritzono Lomar. Ki sipur shivcho shel Kadosh Baruch Hu I efshar mishnei pamim. What he wants to say is that the pasuk in Tehillim is saying, who can give over the praises of Hashem from two perspectives? Ha'echad, one, mitzad shalunu chalamod al ha'gvura ba'atzma kama gadol gvuras ma'asav. Meaning it's impossible to be able to explain the power, how powerful God's actions are. Kama gadol gevuras ma'asav. And secondly, v'hasheni, mitzad shehem rav biriboy ein tachlis lahem. So also additionally, from the side of how numerous they are, there's no end to them. So the act itself is gigantic. And secondly, it's so numerous. Mitzajahim Rav Biriboy ain't tachlis lahem. There's no end to them. Lafichach Sipor Shivcho. So in order to praise God, it's not possible. Yevsha mitzad ha'ichus u'mitzad ha'kamot. One is from the side of the quality, and secondly, from the just the quantity. So from a quality or a quantity side, to be able to praise God is impossible. Because if you want to get into the idea of the quality of mitzad ha'ichus, she'yevshar lamod al'ichus gevuras ma'asav, how can you express, how can you truly capture the quality of his, the power of his actions? The gam mitzad ha'kamot, and also from the side of his, of the quantity, yevshar. It's also impossible. So now, v'keneged harishon amar mi'malal gevuras Hashem. So in terms of addressing the quality of God's actions, it says mi'malal gevuras Hashem. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Who can malel gevuras Hashem? Shaharotzon bazeh miyuchal l'daber b'hagevura l'aredet al tachlis. Who can talk about God's power and get down to the, really like drill down to its essence? Meaning, how can you really explain the quality of God, what God's acts? L'afichach amar lashon malel. And that's why it says mi yimalel lashon malel ki lashon zeba al davar chidush. So it's coming to express them, like it says, kamo mi milel Avraham hinikad banim Sara. So when Yitzhak was born, right, they said, who can malel la Avraham hinika banim Sara? Now here we have this old couple, and they have a son, and now all of a sudden they have this 90-year-old woman has a baby. She's nursing him. Who can malel la Avraham hinika banim Sara? V'cheneged riboy. Okay, so that's who can express the quality of that act. It's like impossible. It's like malel is this idea. He's saying it's something that's new. It's like in a way he says here in the footnote, it's like something that's like wondrous. It's like wow. So who can say mi malel gvuras Hashem? Who can really capture the quality of God's greatness in his actions? And on the second side, additionally, v'keneged riboy hakamot shehein b'li kates v'tachlis. And secondly, who can really express the in terms of the quantity of the acts, because it's endless. Amar Yashmiya kol tehilaso, Amar Kan lashon kol tehilaso, all of his tehilot. Sheretzono ala kamot, right? Because its essence is, or the focus is on Yashmiya kol tehilaso. Like, who can hear, who can express, how can anybody really capture the endlessness of God's acts of goodness? Okay, so you have two things here. He's saying you have on one hand you have the endlessness of God's, the quality of his acts, and also the quantity of his actions, of his incredible wondrous actions. Okay, now he takes us to a Gemara. It's kind of a funny Gemara. It says in Bracha, so Perek Eino Omdin, Hahu Denach is Kamed Rabbi Chanina. Right, so a guy gets up there to daven. Starts off and he goes, Amar Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, Vahanora, Hadir, Vahamitz, Vahizos, Vahamiti, Vahayiroi, Vahule. Right? He goes on and on. Amarle. So Rav Chanina says to the guy when he's like, Samtinu Lekulu Shivche Demarach, have you finished praising God? Like, have you got it done? Hashtahano Shlosha, Ilav de Amrinu Moshe Baraisa, Vahanshe Knesset Gdola, Tekninu, Betfila, Lohavi Amrinan Lehu. If it wasn't for the fact that Moshe and then the Anshei Knesset Gdola came along and put it into our, we're mitaken to put it into the tefillah, you couldn't even say Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanora, right? Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanora. That's what we have, those four. But the truth is, what the Gemara is telling us is that if it weren't for that, you wouldn't even, I mean, who are you kidding? You cannot capture and praise God in any way, shape, or form, and capture any of it, coming even close to it. So here's this guy. He goes on. He has a laundry list of praises for God. And Rabbi Chanina is going, like, are you kidding me? Like, if you think you're going to get there, you're wasting your time. So mashal ma davar dome lemelech basar adam shahayilo elef alfi alafim dinari zahav. It's like a king, a human king that has thousands and thousands of gold coins. And they praised him for the silver that he had. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? Here he's got this endless thing of the highest quality, and you're like coming in praising like something not even close to like the, again, the quantity or the quality. It's like a joke. So again, so this whole idea, what he's working on here, the Maral, is how are we coming to praising God? Like, how does that work exactly? I mean, if God does incredible things, who are we? It's like, are you kidding me? Like, you think you're going to capture that? Like, God's, you know, anything close to the quality or quantity of his actions? It's like, come on. So, Perish HaRambam Zal, and so the Rambam comes down and says in Mor Nevuchim, one of the things you'll see in the Maral's writings is he's very, very familiar with the Mor Nevuchim. So, Ki Ein L'Saper Shivcho Mitzad HaIchos. So now, you cannot be able to, in terms of the quality, it's impossible to praise God from that. She'ein lamod al shivcho ad heichen magia sheva hachu shemisaper. Gam mitzad hakamot gam kin. So he's saying the same idea. The Rambam's coming and saying the same idea, that you cannot praise God both from a quality or a quantity perspective. She'ein ligmor shivcho mitzad hariboy sheshivcho hein beli tachlis v'keitz. Because it's endless. God's actions are endless, and therefore you cannot capture it. Cannot praise it. That's what gives us this mashal. Right? So in the terms of this analogy, so we see this idea, like the comparison between gold and silver, right? In terms of quality. And so too on the quantity side. We see this idea. So that's the idea of the quantity, right? So the analogy that he's giving of, it's not just on the gold-silver thing, it's also on the thousands and thousands of coins that the guy has, and then you praise him for 1,000, right? Okay, fine. Now here's the whole thing. So, So how is it that we have a mitzvah, that we are commanded to come and tell over the wonders of that God did on the night that he took us out from Mitzrayim? So then why don't we say there? Meaning here God gives us this thing that we're supposed to praise Hashem on the night of Pesach, and we're supposed to tell over all these wondrous things that God did. But why don't we pull out this Mi'imalel Gevuras Hashem card and say, what are we doing here? It's like we're not going to be able to get it done. So what's the point? So there's a very big, so far, what do we have? We have this idea that if you can't capture the praises of Hashem properly, so then it's a dangerous, a slippery slope. So then how is it that on the night of Pesach, all of a sudden we're supposed to sit there and we're supposed to go on and on if we can't even get close to even capturing both on a quality and a quantity level? So the answer to this is Shevadai Kishebalisaper Shivchal Shalmakom Bivadai Bizeh Shayach Lomar Mimalag Boras Hashem. If we're coming to tell over the praises of God, that's for sure. Don't waste your time because it's impossible to capture. So then what's the pshat? What's pshat in the night of Pesach? The night of Pesach is not to come and tell over God, like the praises of God. Then what are we doing? The reason we're doing this thing of telling over his praises is so that we should not be ingrates and not being thankful for what was given to us. Which, by the way, it's interesting, that lashon of kafoy tova, shaloniya kafoy tova, what's the source text for the Haggadah? The source text for the Haggadah is
the Mishnah, right?
Is what?
Well, it's Sefer Shemot.
No.
than the
No,
Mishnah.
no, no, no. The source text for the Haggadah is not in Shmos, it's in Devarim. It comes from, where does it come from? It's what we would say when you brought the Bikurim. Right? It's in Veschanan, right? So the craziest thing is there, Rashi says that the whole pshat in the parsha that we read, we call Mikra Bikurim, is She'enu Kafoy Tova. Is that we shouldn't be a Kafoy Tova, which is interesting. It's not that we should be Makir Tov. That's not the lashon here. Rak she'anu misaprim shivcha shaloniyeh kafui tova, is so that we shouldn't be people that are not, or that we're denying goodness. Okay, so it's an interesting thing because in a certain sense we're not saying thanks as much as we're saying I don't want to be someone who's denying the goodness. I don't want to deny the goodness. We'll have to see what that means exactly. Like, is there a difference between saying I'm going to be thankful. Maybe that's what we're saying here, is that if he's saying that the whole point is, if I'm coming here to praise God for any of these things, it's impossible to capture. So the praise is not praise. What I'm trying to do is I don't want to be a person who's denying the goodness. I'm not praising. I just don't want to be a denier of the goodness. Sha'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu lanu nisim neflaos ve'einanu modim lo aleihem. Right? We don't want to be people that don't say, like, give recognition for it. So it's not that I'm thinking that I'm going to be able to accomplish and give over, positive praises to capture those. I'm not capturing it. I'm not even getting there. What I'm really doing here is I don't want to be a person who's not being moda, who's not recognizing the fact that God did something for us. So there's a difference, right? So he's saying it's not a din in me, right? I'm not capturing what God did as much as I don't want to be a guy who doesn't give recognition for the fact that God did something for me, right? So then he goes on. Right? So he's saying I don't want to be this guy who is not recognizing that God did good for me, even though I can't capture Alpha Pisha E Efsha Lisaper Kala Tosha Asaimano. I can't capture all the goodness he did for us. Vav mixas niflosov mi kal makom mishvil zeh ein lomar shalod lisaper mixas mehen lomar she'ein anu kafoy tova. So that what I'm doing here is I don't want to be a guy who doesn't recognize the fact that God did something for me. The extent of what he did for me, I cannot capture fully because I can never capture what God has done, both on a quantity and quality level. But at the same time, I cannot be the person who is denying the goodness. So even though I can't capture it fully, both on the quality level or on the quantity level, I can't be an ingrate. I have to be a person who recognizes God did something for me. So the act of my telling over this stuff is my, and what's interesting is it ties into what's the Parsha Bikurim, what Rashi says there. He says, I don't want to be a kafoy, I ain't, I don't want to be a kafoy tova. I want to be a person who denies the goodness. God did something good for me. I need to recognize that. The extent of and to express it fully of what God did for me? No, I can't do it. It's not possible. Mi malak v'ras Hashem yashmiya kol tehillah. So I cannot capture that, but I also can't be an ingrate. So I can't be a denier of goodness. So it's not even, and I mean, then is it the same thing as saying, I want to be a makir tov? Maybe, or maybe not. I don't know. We have to, like, that would be like, how exact do we want to be? But clearly, one thing we're saying here is, when I'm sitting there and I'm getting into this thing, don't kid yourself into thinking that you're going to be able to capture that. You're not capturing it. What I'm doing here is I'm saying I recognize the fact that God did something big for me, and I cannot, if I were not to recognize it, then I'm a kafoy tov, I'm an ingrate. So therefore, I can't not mention it. I go into it, but it's not because I'm going to think in any way, shape, or form capturing both the magnitude of what he's done for me. So v'hachim muchach shekol makom she'ein kavanasa l'saper b'shivcho she'ein aser. And so it's clear that any place where my intention is not to capture his, you know, to really praise, like in its fullness, that is not a problem. The Hag Kamar, Hashta Hani Klas, Ilav Damrinu Moshe Chule. So again, the idea of like, then how do we in our Shmona Esrei say Hakel Agadol Akibar Menorvitz? Because Moshe and the Ankanesh opened it up and said that those are okay, and that it became solidified by the Anshei Knesset Gedola. Now Vahasha Yaksha, Kevon She'asar L'Sapir B'Shivcha Shel Makom. So then if it's true that you can't really praise God because you're never going to do it justice, Tiksha L'Cha Lama Amar Moshe She'asar L'Sapir B'Shivcha. So then why is Moshe then coming along and saying Hakel Agadol Agibar Vanora? Vahare Asar L'Sapir B'Shivcha. So if it's not okay, then why can Moshe do it? Aval Moshe lo haya kavanasa l'sapir b'shivcho. So Moshe's intent was not to really praise God in that sense. Rak haya kavanasa lomar l'Yisrael sheyireim sheyihyu yireim mipnei Hashem Yisbarach. What he's teaching us, what Moshe was trying to get us to message us, is that we should what? We should be fearful of God. Ki hu? Why? Because He is the kel hagadol hagibar vanora. He's this God who's Gadol, Gibor, Nora. So Bishvil Elu Hashlosha Dvaram Hagadol Hagibor Vanora Yesh Lahem Liot Yireim Mipanav. These qualities of Hashem should cause us to be afraid of, to be in awe of. Kol Shekein Sheyesh Lo Kol Hashvachim. Of course, He has these praises. L'ficha Chuter Moshe L'Saber Shvachim Elu. But that's what the reason it's okay. So what you have to stop for a second and realize that when it says Mi Malak Vuras Hashem Yashmiya Kol Tehillaso, it's like a serious deal. Like, you can't get it done, so don't do it. So if you can do it, you're doing it. It's why we're doing it. So in Moshe's case, it's because he wants us to understand the greatness of God, and it should instill an awe and fear in us. And the same thing goes for when it comes to the night of Pesach. I'm not starting out here thinking that I'm going to be able to capture the Shevach, the praise of God. Rather, what I'm doing is I'm here to recognize the fact that God did us a good thing, and that I cannot be an ingrate. I have to recognize that. Mitzad, I'm not being. It's not a praise deal as much as I want to be able to not be a denier of goodness. Ubishvilze. The reason that the Anshei Knesset Gedola were allowed to set it up in our prayers is because Moshe opened up the door. Because his goal was to instill fear in us of God or awe. Their goal is not to try to capture the praise of God. So it's true, yeah. There is this, in the prayers, in the Shmoneh Esrei, we're trying to mention God's praise. Because all they're doing is they have a model. They're quoting something that's already, that's existent. So again, it's why? Not because we're trying to capture all of the Shevach, all the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the game. So the two reasons, the drivers would be to instill an awe and fear of God. And by the Leil Pesach, it's not about the Shevach as much as to not be a Kafoy Tova. Okay. Letzach lomer gam kein, v'oso Anshei Knesset HaGedola, v'asu, the Anshei Knesset HaGedola came, v'tiknu b'tfila, and they set up and made it a formal text in prayer, d'im lo kein, afagav d'amrinu Moshe, lo haya rashay lo amron, v'shvil shahaya nira kilu ba l'saper shivcha shamakom. So if they didn't set it up, even though Moshe had said it, they really were not permitted to say it. We are not really permitted to say it. Because it looks like, again, we're trying to praise and capture the praises of God. So again, the fact that they set it up in the prayers the way they did, then it's clear. That's not the point of what we're trying to accomplish there. Rather, what are we doing? We're using the text that the Anshei Knesset Gedola set up for us for our davening. Right? So it's because, again, they set it up on the model that Moshe had done. Okay? So we see here So this it's a very it's interesting. So really, Hashem Yashmiya Kol Tehillot is a very serious deal. It's saying like you don't like we're not here to praise God, because if you're really praising God, you're never going to get the job done. Quality, quantity ain't happening. You're not capturing it. So when we do these things, what are we really doing? When we're doing the Shemona Esrei, we're following a model that was set up by Moshe and formalized by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. And it's a form of, it is in a certain sense Shevach, but it's really not. It's really about the idea of laying it out. Like here we are, Baruch Atah Hashem. And like we're starting Shemona Esrei. And Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hakel, Agadol. Like we're kind of like, who are we speaking to at this point? And so we're setting it up. This is Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, Hakel, Agadol, Gibor Vanara. That should put still fear in us when we say that. So like it's setting the stage of who we're speaking to there. And then when it comes to the night of the Seder, what we're doing is the exercise is not to praise God, because we're never going to capture it. We're thanking Hashem, or we're not being ingrates, which again, what's the, you know, that's, you know, because the truth is, you know what it is? If you go back, just to understand, when you look at the Parsha of Bikurim, think about what is going on there. It's a crazy story. The Bikurim is, you take your first fruit up to Yerushalayim. Guy's got a multi-million-dollar crop. And what he does is he brings up this little basket of fruit and says, thank you. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, I understand if you brought a $100,000 check or $200,000 or whatever it is, like a percentage of the crop, okay, you know. What the heck is this guy accomplishing by bringing this little basket of his first fruit? It's like, come on. LMI is what I'm, because I'm not... That's not what I'm trying to do. I don't want to be a kafoy tova. I don't want to be a denier of goodness. So I'm not. So the model of Bikurim is the model for the night of the Seder. I'm coming here, not. I don't want to be a denier of goodness. So it's a different thing. It's not. We're not trying to praise God. I'm not trying to capture the praises. What we're trying to do is, I don't want to be an ingrate. So to think about, like, why that's different than saying, or is it a form of thank you? I mean, it's clearly a recognition. I'm time getting this done, but there's something different a little bit, right? It's definitely not that I'm trying to give shavach, right? Right. It's not
appreciation.
What?
Token of appreciation.
Right, so it's funny, because like when you see Yaakov Avinu, he's like, the brothers go back that second time, and he says to them, you know, take some peanuts and Cracker Jacks, you know, bring a couple of little goodies, a couple of little, like, you know, things as a token of appreciation, right? So it's because it's not even the thing that you're giving is not as much as I want to show. You know, some kind of recognition. So the point of it is more that you know the it's the thought that counts. Let's say, right? So that's the bigger thing, because in essence, you really never could say thank you. You never really could capture the true praises of God, is what he's saying, right? LMI, what I'm trying to do is, I'm trying to, in that case of the Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim, is I don't want to be a denier of goodness, because I never really can say the true full thanks, in a sense. And then the same thing when it comes to the davening is that I'm going to put these praises in, but those are not to capture in any way, shape, or form God's totality, because I can't. So I'm going to do a little bit, but I'm using it because I have a format that Moshe set up, and that format, what he's going to say now is our takeaway, is the fact that it's to instill some kind of awe in us of God. And if you think about it, it's of all the praises from that Gemara and Brachos, we stick with Hakel, Agadol, Agibor, Vanora. It's really talking about the awesomeness, right? God's big, Agadol, he's strong. You're right. He's Nora. He's awesome. You know, so like that's already like, you know, we're getting like to the Ein Sof type of, you know, the big, you know, the awesomeness of Hashem. Okay, fine. All right, let's. The question is, do I start the next parak, or do we save it for next time? How much? What do you say? What do you think? A little bit more, or it's not a trick question. There's no wrong answers. A little bit more.
Yeah, continue.
Continue.
More.
Okay, fine.
Continue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mitzvos aseh min haTorah l'saper b'yetzias Mitzrayim leil harishon shel chag haMatzos. Okay, so we have a positive commandment to tell over l'saper b'yetzias Mitzrayim, right, the story of coming out of Egypt on the night of the first night of the holiday. The mitzvah zos pirsha haRambam zal b'perek zayin b'hilchos chametz haMatzah. So Rambam explains in Hilchos chametz haMatzah. This is a positive commandment. Right? You're supposed to remember the day that you came out of Egypt. Similar to the way we see it says, like it says, we're supposed to remember the day of Shabbos, Likadsho. Now, look at the pasuk again. It says, mitzvah saseh min haTorah. You have to remember the day that you came out of Egypt. How do you know? How do you know that's the 15th? Because it says in the Pasuk, you'll tell your son on that day because of this. And then the limud of it is, b'shashiyesh matzah morar munachim lefanecha. Because that's when you'll have the matzah and mar in front of you. The afa pisha ain lo ben. So even if he doesn't have a son, afilu chachamim gedolim, chayavim lesaper b'tzias Mitzrayim. Shekol ha-marech b'dvarim shahayu ha-rezim ha-shubach. So even if you don't have a child there, you still, even if you're these big chachamim, you still have an obligation to tell over b'tzias Mitzrayim. And anybody that is marech b'dvarim, like he has, you know, does it for a long time, that's praiseworthy. Hareshem mefarish, ki ha-mitzvah hazod lamadnu midechsiv zechor asher yatzasa. Now, the mitzvah of telling it over is from the first pasuk. Remember asher yatzatam. Remember that you came out. She askir yitzias Mitzrayim b'leil chamishah asar b'nisan. So, again, it says in the pasuk, it doesn't really identify, it says remember that you came out. Remember the day that you came out, and from that you'll now you're going to say that that's the 15th. It's similar. Domel l'masha kasev zecharas yom haShabbos the kacho. Similar to the way it says it by Shabbos. V'sham pirshu, and there it explains zecharat hayom lekacho b'Shabbos atzma, because there it says zecharat. Remember the day of Shabbos and sanctify it. On the day, kisha Shabbos nichnas, when it comes in, v'chach yesh lefarish zechorat hayom hazeh. So too, when it comes to Pesach, you'll say also, remember on the day hayom hazeh, haynu b'knisas chag haMatzos yesh lizkorat hayom. So the Rambam is setting it up. He's comparing the pasuk by Pesach to the pasuk of Shabbos. Okay, so here he's saying, just like A, so is B. Just like by Shabbos, Zechoras Yom HaShabbos, it's the Kadsho is to be on Shabbos when it starts. So too, when you tell over the story, Zechoras Yom HaShar Yitzatim Mitzrayim, similarly as well. Now, he says, okay, wait a second. So he's like, there's a question that you can ask on the construct of how the Rambam set up this thing. Because the truth is, the Gabi Shabbos Ksiv Zechoras Yom HaShayom LeKadsho. It says, remember the day to sanctify it. V'akidashu b'vadai b'layla shel Shabbos. De'ein mekadshin haShabbos b'chol. Because you don't sanctify it when it's not Shabbos, but rather when it is. So you'll do it when it's the night of Shabbos, Friday night. Aval zechor t'yom hazeh, but when it comes to the pasuk of remember the day that you came out of Egypt, lok sivl kadsho. So that's different. By the Shabbos, it says lekadsho, to sanctify it. You don't have that word in the construct of the Pesach line. So it's not limited to one night. Remember the day that you left Egypt. All the time. Lakadsho by Shabbos is saying on Shabbos, Lakadsho. Sanctify Shabbos. But it doesn't say anything about sanctifying the day that you came out from Egypt. It just says remember that day. Zechor et hayom hazeh asher yatzatzem min Mitzrayim. Remember the day that you came out of Egypt. So what does that mean? Remember all the time. Always remember. Also, ve'od, digabe Shabbos yesh lefarish kach, mishum had isa b'msecha shavuos b'parak shlishi, zechor v'shamor. B'dibur echa nemer, right? So we say that it says remember and keep. It said it all at the same time. That was the incredible thing that happened. That the first time that God gave over the Ten Commandments, he literally gave it over all at the, simultaneously. Literally, it was all said as one. No one understood what was being said. And then it was said, but in the and we see this expression of the fact that you have two sets, two depictions, two recordings of the Ten Commandments, and they have differences. But the truth is they explain that they were both said at the same time. But it were in the two-dimensional text, they're laid out to show that two things were being said at the same time. So fine. But bottom line is that when it came to Shabbos, God said Zachor v'Shamor at the same time. And the idea is that it would become understood that these are two things, two sides of the same coin. Zachor and Shamor are together. Lefichach, yesh lefarish gam kim bizman shmir yesh zechira. So the whole idea of Shmira is only on Shabbos. The Zechira will become tied in because, again, the two things together, they're tied in, they're one and the same. They were said together, they're one unit. And so just like Shmira has to be done on Shabbos, so too, V'chein has Zechira b'Shabbos Atzmo. Avakrash al Zechora Tayom, but the line about remembering the coming out of Egypt, so how do you know that this is talking about having an observance and saying over the Exodus story on the 15th? It's not there. It's the if the Rambam, he's saying the Rambam's construct doesn't seem to make sense. Now, the imishom. Now, if you're going to say that, what's really helping us dichsiv because it says v'igadta lebincha b'yom ahu ba'avor zeh lo amarti al v'shal sheyesh matzah mar munachin lefanecha, but shema hai kra davka b'igadta b'hagadas haben ayri aval liskor kol echad v'echad min alei. So then, if you're going to tell me this pasuk about you tell your son over, and you want to tell me that is talking about the 15th, okay, great, but maybe it's only limited to your kid. If you don't have a kid. That pasuk of telling it over to your kid is only by your kid. The pasuk is not definitive in terms of it telling you that it has to be on the 15th. Zechor, right? Remember the day. Remember the day. So remember the day. Zechor tayom hazeh asher yetzatzem min Mitzrayim. Remember the day. Nothing about when you have to tell it over. It sounds like you always have to remember the day. As opposed to Shabbos, the Kadsho, you have the Shomer v'Zachor. You have all these things that are pulling you, pushing you towards that it has to be on Shabbos. But when it comes to the night of the Seder, from the pasuk, it doesn't. And if you want to tell me v'gad to labincha b'avor zeh, the time when you have matzah, that's talking v'gad to labincha, only your kid, right? So where do you see that this is going to tell you that this is more than just, this the son? So like, how do you get it to be that it's on the 15th? So to v'chach darshu Rabbi Sinu Zal Krosh al Zachor Hayom Hazeh Asher Yitzasem V'chalta V'hach Yisem V'chalta Zachor Atim Asher Yitzatem Eini Shemaskim Yitzim Yitzrayim El B'yamim B'lei Los Minayin Tamalomar Laman Tiskor As Yom Tzitzcha Kol Yimei Chayecha. You already see that when they learn the Pesukim, again, you have this issue. Remember the day that you came out. That sounds like it's saying the day. How do you know that you're supposed to do it at night? Because I have another pasuk, L'man tizkor es yom tizkor kol yimei chayecha. So now all of a sudden I have another pasuk. I need another pasuk to tell me the nights. I beferish from afarshim zechor tayom azeh laskir yitzim tayim kol yom v'yom shelo kedivrei Rambam zal. Seeing the mechilta, forget about the Rambam. You have a mechilta that comes earlier that's telling you that it's talking about remembering the Exodus daily. Nothing to do with the night of the Seder. V'chein beferish Rashi beferish achumish. So he's saying here, here we have a perfect, like this is a case of where Maral comes and says, the Rambam doesn't seem to make sense. The Rambam posited that what? I'm going to line up and say that, remember the day that you came out of Egypt, it's supposed to be on the 15th, because it's similar to that of the construct of Shabbos, but he's saying, if you read the Pasuk, there's nothing in the Pasuk that tells me the 15th. Only the day. Make kiddush on that day. There's nothing in the pasuk that tells me that I should be sitting on the 15th at night and telling over from that. Right? He's saying, I don't get the Rambam. And he says, Rashi on the Pasuk, the Mechilta, they seem to be saying the way he's saying. That the Pasuk, when you read it, does not indicate anything about telling over the Exodus story on the 15th. Aval, lo mikra shel zechor te yom asher yetzasam lamdu hamitzvah zot, ela mikra de parshas vechtzchanan. So he's saying, you know what? The truth is, that Pasuk is not the source. Rather, it's this other pasuk. Dechsev v'haya ki yishalcha bincha machar mahaidos v'achukim ha'mishpatim asher tziva Hashem etchem, where it says, when your kid's going to ask you tomorrow, what are these laws and etc. that God commanded you? V'darshim b'child v'parshas bo mahaidos. Rabbi Lazar omer minayin ata omer she'im haita chabura shel chacham emoshel chatamidim she'tzrichim lasuk b'hilchas pesach ad chatzos v'lchach nemer mahaidos. V'nira li pirusho. Right, so you see from this the idea that it says Maha Edos, what are these statutes and laws, etc. It must be that the pasuk is talking about that this idea of the mitzvah. Share lashon edos mashma mitzvah shehila leedot al davar. What does it mean? Edos. Ha Edos is to be testifying, right? So there's a mitzvah to give over testimony, kigon Pesach, shu meid al shepasach haKadosh Baruch Hu abate Yisrael. Right, we're giving testimony of the fact that God passed over the houses, matzah al shalo hispik b'tzeikas avosim lahachmetz and mar al shem shemaru achayim b'avoda kasher b'avchamer b'levenim. So me'achar sheyodeh sham mitzvah hila dot al davar. So where we're coming is we're testifying on these three things: Pesach, matzah, maror. Im kein kra ayri b'tamid yechachamer shu yodeh hamitzvah. So the pasuk is talking about a Talmud Chacham who knows that you have this commandment. Rakshu mit asek b'tziyat Mitzrayim. So he's busy with the story of coming out of Egypt. V'ein lo markasu medaber ben Chacham, lo b'chacham. And don't tell me it's talking about a son, the son that's wise and not a wise person. D'havi le lemichtav maha mitzvah hazot. Ki minale le ben ha-chacham hazeh sha mitzvah hi edos. Shulai hu chok bovad. Maybe it's not. Maybe you'll say, how do you know that this the son, the wise son, that the mitzvah he is, maybe it's not the testimony, but maybe it's just the chok. Aval me'acher sheshol mechalik bein mitzvah le'mitzvah, right? Edos chukim mishpatim, l'mara achas shehi edos, v'al achas shehi chok, v'al achas shehi mishpat, yi'ef shalom arak shehu medaber b'chacham, sheyodea ki yesh mitzvah shehi edos. Right, so that you might say that he is the only one who knows about this, the idea of this edus. Shalom barak la'ed al davar, kamo shemarnu. V'yesh mitzvah shi'chok, kamo mitzvah ha-pesach da'afka seh, v'lo bakar, ben shnasov, v'lo ben shtayim. V'davar zechok she'ein tam b'davar. V'yesh ha-mishpat, kamo kolarol yochal, ki zeg ha-karban roi le'Yisrael da'afka. Mishpat ha-mitzvah hazot shayach lehem. Ki osam hotzi. Again, so all these three things, right? He's going through just you know, but basically you have this idea of each of these things delineates different aspects. And maybe this is just talking about a wise person. The fact that he now differentiates between each of these mitzvos, what we see from this, that means that what we're talking about is a chacham, a wise person. Even the things that you know already, it's coming to tell you that you have this mitzvah of telling over this story. Okay? So again, what's the takeaway? Is that where do you really learn that you have this inyan of saying it over? It's from a different pasuk. The Rambam wanted to tell you that it's coming from Shmos Zachor Ti Yom HaShe Yitzatzem. Comes along the Maharal and he says, no, it's coming from a different pasuk. V'hayaki shachah bin chamachar ma'ay edos v'achukim v'amishpatim asher tziva Hashem etchem. And it's taught, that's where you're getting it from. Now, v'ein lomar sheyesh lahagid ma'asher lo yada. And don't say that what that you tell over that which you don't know. Right? So this idea of when your kid's asking, that's clearly talking about any child that's going to ask something that he doesn't know. But at the same time, what you see that's coming through here is saying is that from the way it's constructed, that you'll see here that there's this idea of that you're telling over even that which you already know. Because at the end of the day, even if you know, you still have a mitzvah to tell it over. So mizeh yesh lamod, af im hu tamun chacham gamor, v'yodeha mitzvos hachukim v'amishpatim sarach l'sapir b'tzim yisraim. So the way the pasuk is written, and he asks you these questions about things that you already know, and still you have a mitzvah to do it. And that's, right, so here he's saying that, so it's interesting, he's shifting us away from the Rambam's construct, and he's taking us to a deeper place where he's saying that derive it from v'hayaki shachah ben chamachar, ma'aedus v'achukim v'shpatim asher tziva Hashem eschem, things that you already know, you still have to tell it over. V'akasav shamar ki shachah ben chamachar, demash maloshen she'ela, shedavka ari remi she'enu yodea akol ha-mitzvah. So your son's going to ask, and he clearly doesn't know. That's why it says he's asking. V'alav yesh l'hashiv, haynu shekodem l'hashiv lo. Right? Alav yesh l'hashiv. He has to answer. V'hainu shekodem l'hashivlo v'mashi yisabru chacham imatzmam. D'hachi amri v'mperk avri p'sachem chacham b'nau sho'alo v'meinu chacham ishto sho'alto v'imlav sho'al atzmo. V'afilu shnei tamidi chachamim sheyodim v'hilchos pesach sho'alin zel lezeh man nishtana adkan. What do we see from this? Hareki she'elas b'nau yoter adif. Okay, so the best thing is to have the kid asking. He call asher you. So the idea of telling this over, of the telling the story, the best scenario is to be able to the farsim is to be able to popularize, let's say, these incredible miracles that God did, and the more that you do that, the greater. And therefore, so the best construct would be to have someone asking who doesn't know as well. And therefore, you have to tell them over everything that has to do with the going out. So the idea that those who already know, it's not going to be as great as a pirsum as it is to the one who doesn't know as well. Kevin Shekvar Yadu called Inyan HaPesach. Umikomakom Gam Kain, Heim Srichon Lesaper Bitsias Mitzrayim, Shafagav Sheyada Mitzvah, Mitzvah Lesaper Ledaver Mizav Bepeh, Shezer Pearson Yoter, Lachach Yesh Lishol Manishtan Halayla. Okay, but what's interesting is the fact that he's learning it from this Pasuk of Kiyashacha Bin Cha is teaching us this whole new dynamic that, first of all, it's talking about someone who already knows. But that the greatest one would be, the greater the Pearson, the better the deal. So the one who's going to ask, doesn't know the whole thing, that's a greater Pearson. But it does apply, the way it's constructed is that someone who knows already is clearly also being pulled into this. So that's being learned from this pasuk. Now, Bahashta, now, Bekrosh Lamanu, Sheesh Lahashiv, the Ben Hachacham, Bahainu Bekrosh Shal, Bahayaki Shachab, Mincha Machar. So this pasuk now that we're using from Devarim, from Veschanan, of Bahayaki Shachab, Mincha Machar, Nimo Gam King, Kishne Chachamim O, Kol Chacham Chai Vesapri Bitsias Mashraim, Afilu Hu Tam Chacham Gadol, Kamosha Manu Lamala. Right? So we see that. This is it's clearly coming through to tell you that everybody's on the hook here. Even the guy who knows, he has an obligation. So it's not limited to your son. So this applies to everybody, even the wise. But the bottom line is, we were trying to figure out, how do you get to the point that it's the 15th at night? Because he's not arguing. When Rambam brings down that other pasuk, everybody agrees that's talking about the 15th at night. He had a problem with the fact that the first pasuk of Zechorat Hayom, Asher Yatzatim, right? That one, he's saying no indication of that being the nighttime. So that's, right, so he's saying, that I agree. That's talking about the night. I think what he's saying is that you learn it from this other pasuk. But when it came to the Mechilta, they only seem to be, when it talks about Maha Eidos, it might just be talking about, he wants to say, maybe it's just talking about Hilchas Pesach. Ein Zekashia. Digam Hilchas Pesach, HaPesach Hu Yitzias Mitzrayim. Sherei Masha Amar Pesach Zeh Shanu Ochlin V'chein Matzah V'maror Im Hilchas Pesach. Right, those three things that we say, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, and we give one of the, that's termed Hilchas Pesach. Heim Hilchas Pesach. V'chein Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we're going to get to those other things. But what's interesting, just to summarize here, what he's laying out for us, I'm not sure, like, I guess, what he wants to take, the question that he has, the issue, is the way the Rambam constructs the layout for the mitzvah, the obligation, on the night of the Seder, where do you learn it from? So he ends up learning it from a different place. He's going to learn it from Kishalcha bin Chamachar, and not from this pasuk in Shmos of Zechorat Hayom Hazeh Asher Yatzatim Mitzrayim. Because if he's tying it to Zechorat Hayom Hashabbos the Kadsho, he says that it doesn't flow. Shabbos pasuk is unique and different, and the whole Shabbos thing is clearly, definitively talking about Friday night because of Shamar V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad and all that other stuff. So comes along Maral and he's learning it differently. He's saying that really it's about Kishalcha bin Chamachar, Mahayedos v'achukim v'amashpatim, and that's telling you about the night of the Seder. And that also you'll learn out from this idea that it's not just limited to the Ben, although there is an upside there because there's a greater person for someone who doesn't know already, but that even if you know, it's already, even with your knowledge, you still have that chiyuv to tell it over. All right, so next time we'll pick up on, we'll go from Perek Gimel. I shouldn't say this isn't interesting, but it's going to be, it gets more interesting. All right? Sure.